Yellow-tinted water flows out of a mine shaft located below a small stretch of Highway 96. It's part of the discharge from the now-defunct Copper Bluff Mine, which is on tribal land. Ken Norton, Hoopa Valley tribal member and director for the Tribal Environmental Protection Agency, says that although the mine was shut down in 1964, chemicals are still flowing directly into the Trinity River.
The discharge that comes out of the mine entrance has been evaluated for concentrations of silicium, cadmium, mercury, arsenic, and high levels of acidity.
The mine is one of six proposed projects by the EPA under its new director, Andrew Wheeler. According to a press release from the EPA, the now-defunct Copper Bluff Mine is considered a hazardous waste site. It's one of six projects being considered, and right now, it's the only one in California up for possible designation as an EPA Superfund site. Norton has high hopes that the mine will be chosen because it's a project he estimates will only cost between $500,000 to $1 million, which is something he says the Trump administration could consider pocket change compared to other billion-dollar projects around the nation.
This is a project that can be remediated without extensive amounts of resources, money. It says we treat it. This many mine sites in Indian country, Hoopa is one of them. Here's our success story, and we would be happy with that.
The EPA's national priorities list includes what are considered the nation's most serious, uncontrolled, or abandoned hazardous waste sites. The list also serves as the basis for prioritizing EPA Superfund cleanup funding and enforcement actions. Norton says the Trinity River is the lifeblood of the Hoopa Valley tribe and is culturally significant in Hoopa tribal ceremonies and also important for fishermen catching salmon, lamprey, and sturgeon within the region. For KHSU, I'm Natalia Estrada.